This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now it's Ananobi on Doncic. The switch again. Doncic over 10 times. Oh, my! Oh, Luka Doncic pours in a 27-footer.
8 straight to kick off the 8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ. They had an electric one last night between two humongous markets. The Lakers beat the Knicks. In overtime, Jalen Brunson gets hurt with the ankle. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, Luka with 32 and 12 assists. LeBron with 31 and 12 rebounds as the Lakers find themselves the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. It just keeps going and going and going.
And getting worse and worse and worse. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I'll be all in on every Laker playoff game.
They gave us a reason to watch the playoffs. I mean, 18% of the Metroplex, I'm guessing, will say they will not watch because they said they were not going to watch the Lakers versus Mavericks in Los Angeles, and maybe the playoffs will be too painful as well, but they gave me a reason to watch.
Yeah, it's and look, I mean, the Lakers, the NBA loves the Lakers. We know that. Lakers, Knicks, Lakers, Celtics, I mean, that would be a dream come true for them. They need the, you know, they obviously need the ratings. The playoffs last year did not do, you know, tremendous in the, from a numbers perspective. Neither did the year before, for that matter. But, I mean, you know, it's just, it's painful for us. You know, we are the collateral damage here. Maverick fans are the NBA's collateral. Like, the NBA got what they wanted. And I don't buy the conspiracies that they, you know, forced Luka there. But they'll take it. And we were in the wake.
J.J. Redick with even more love and praise for his new star.
A lot of offensive players have pre-programmed reads. He just does shit that you're like, what? Why did you do that? I mean, there was a blitz against our bench in the second half. Could have made one read, could have made another read, made the read that I would have picked last, and we ended up getting a layup on it. Like, he just... Our guys are starting to get into a groove and a rhythm, even with the non-cadence of how he plays.
Now, before you say, oh my gosh, someone who appreciates him, Jason Kidd would talk about Luka like that as well.
Sure.
He'd be like, oh, he's better than Dirk. He's Picasso out there. But did he do the little things that Jason Kidd wanted? And the one guy I do want to track down, Michael Finley needs to answer for why he took the beer. That came into my mind the other day.
I think we know why. It's I think we know why he took it.
Like, Finley needs to answer for that. He needs to answer for that. Even if you think the guy drank a little bit too much, he can't have one to celebrate a playoff series win. Come on now.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to. I think trading him was the answer that we got. You know, I think that definitely played into it.
All right, yesterday we had a lot of discussion about Kyrie leaving, trading him. Tim Bontemps, ESPN, saying you should trade Anthony Davis and not have him play another game as a Maverick. Well, Chandler Parsons, we know he is in the know, if nothing else. He had the text messages with Mark Cuban after the trade where he said, I'm confused, help me out. And Cuban said, yeah, tell me about it. I'm confused as well. Well, Chandler Parsons has an unfortunate Kyrie prediction.
Can I give you a hot take? If I'm his agent right now, I am talking to the Orlando Magic and the Houston Rockets, and I am opting out, and I am signing a 3 or 4 year deal with one of those teams that has a bright future.
You're that positive.
Need a point guard, and that would give him the luxury of the longer contract. 33 years old, proving yourself on it. Yeah, sure, you can go that route, but I think he's up for one more contract. If he can get that this summer, whether it's with Dallas or not, so be it. So
can I play devil's advocate?
All right, stop it right there. So before you hear the second part, the second part is going to be from Sweet Lou Williams, Lemon Pepper Lou. He's going to bring up the Bontemps argument.
They are good. They are good.
From the strip club?
Yeah. Yeah, they are good.
Did you go and pick them up? Just for the way you didn't go inside?
No, I went. I was on my way to my sister's house. But I remember she busted her hip, and I had to go stay with her for a week. And I took the Uber. She wouldn't come pick me up. It was like $140. She lives like an hour and a half north of Atlanta.
Oh,
and I got there like in rush hour.
I mean, could she drive?
No.
Still blaming her.
No, she couldn't. But,
so what did you call?
Yeah,
you called and ahead. They answered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many pickup?
They have like a takeout window.
Shut up.
Yeah. Take out.
How many pickup carryout orders do strip clubs do for food? I'm dying to know that. Dying to know that. Baby dolls, let me know. Well, don't direct me. don't contact me directly. My wife would not like that. But how many pickup / carryout food orders from strip clubs per year? 877-881-1053 if you are in the know. But Lou Williams is going to bring up the opposite side now.
Chandler, and national delivery. You can nationally deliver. They will nationally deliver your wings.
What?
Yeah.
They got like a gold belly? That is a gold belly.
Does the girl come like in the car and deliver it to you? Wow. That might be worth it.
Does she come in the car?
Oh.
Good.
And deliver it to you? I don't know, Aiden. Aiden like that. Okay. So Lou Williams is going to bring up the other side. I was with Chandler Parsons. Like, Kyrie, opt out, run away, go and get your last big money. You're going to recover. You're going to be fine. A team is going to give him max money. Lou Williams is like, wait a second.
Can I play devil's advocate?
And at the two teams,
are ACL. Like, again, you're still 2 years out of feeling like you have Kyrie Irving. Like, we're only talking about the Kyrie Irving side of it. That's smart for his agent to do. That's good business. But if you're the Orlando Magic and you got Suggs that's out, you have that point guard that's out, you kind of sitting here like, I don't want to hedge my bets on another point guard that's going to be recovering from ACL injury. I'm going to want somebody that's young and that's healthy. And so that's one side of the ball. But the other flip of the coin is what teams are going to entertain this conversation.
March 5th, 2025, 7:41 a.m. I'm calling it. He will be on the Magic of the Rockets next year.
Wow.
I can't imagine Kyrie goes to Orlando.
Why? Just because they're irrelevant?
It's Orlando. I know they're an interesting young team. But I just don't see him in Orlando. Houston, I could buy. I could buy Houston.
What drives Kyrie's? Well, we can do that as a future discussion. Let's talk about the Lou Williams opinion. And that's what Bontemps said. You cannot, if you're Nico Harrison, according to Tim Bontemps, ESPN, plan on having the roster you envision after the trade.
Right.
At full health and full potential for next season
because
of the injury.
Can't.
And Lou Williams, former great player, all-time sixth man, he just said the same thing.
Same thing. And he's right. You can't plan on, if you're Nico, you can't plan on having Kyrie ready. So
if you're the Mavericks, are you hoping he opts out secretly and then you trade AD?
I honestly think that's your only play at this point.
I mean, that's probably the smart team building thing. Or do you say, we'll have Kyrie for half the year. Next year, we're probably not going to win anything. And you pray that year three, this can happen.
You can reasonably say that the Mavs, when they made the Anthony Davis trade, that you can reasonably say they were in a good position this year to be really difficult to deal with.
Agreed.
And be a tough out this year. In the next year, too. The moment Anthony Davis got hurt, you know, a lot of that changed for this year. But the moment Kyrie got hurt, that changed for this year and next year. And that 3 or 4 year window is now a 2 year window at the back end when these guys are much older. Like the likelihood is, if let's just say the Mavs had gave themselves a 4 year window with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, without question, the most likely winning year would have been in the year 1 or 2, just from an age perspective. And then as you got further along, it decreased. Now you have to move things now. Kyrie, you going to sign him, you know, now this offseason? If he opts out, you're going to sign him back? I mean, if you're Nico, you feel like you kind of have to. But then what are you going to do with Anthony Davis? Like, the smart thing is to move on. It just is. Get a bunch of picks. Don't get players. Get picks. Send them to somebody else. And then let go from there.
Well, if Nico, I think his plan was, let's add Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. The Suns are a dumpster fire. It's an absolute mess. Durant almost broke down the other day talking about the Kyrie injury, saying, that's my guy, that's my boy. Well, here's Brian Windhorst on a team that could be screwing up Nico's plan.
Where is KD going to wind up?
Another small market team to watch.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota Timberwolves, which Ant Edwards and KD, very tight connection, also from the Olympics. The Timberwolves tried to pull off a crazy trade at the deadline for KD. Look for them to revisit those talks this summer.
This is his fingers in the air.
Windhorst.
Yep. Anytime Windy speaks about where the wind is blowing, I listen.
Where the windy's blowing.
Where the windy is blowing. Like, I could totally buy this, and they're going to screw this up. Now, they just gave up, like, a ton of picks for Rudy Gobert, didn't they?
Well, would you rather have, honest question now, AD, Kyrie, Durant, or would you rather have no Kyrie, no AD, and whatever you can replenish from that with no picks from 2027 to 2030 as it stands? I know that may seem like a crazy question on the surface, but there's a lot of Mavs fans who may just want to rip the whole Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And not want to win that way with KD and AD. Yeah,
I don't want to root for KD and AD. I don't know. It's just the problem is that
you're about to become irrelevant. The question is just like how soon. You're about to become the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves from when I was growing up, and you were the joke. You're about to become the reunion Mavs.
The problem, the one issue with AD is that every time you see him, you're reminded of the trade. And if you just get rid of it, if you just get that out of your mind, you're not reminded of the trade as much.
I could have found myself rooting for them if I was enjoying that Rockets debut.
All 20 minutes of it.
I was enjoying it. I wasn't so jaded and bitter that I couldn't turn it on. I was like, all right, can this work? Can Nico possibly be proven right? But Brian Windhorst suggesting Minnesota for Durant, and Chandler Parsons predicts Kyrie Irving will be in Orlando or the armpit after this year. And Lou Williams says Kyrie ain't going to be back to himself next season. Lot to go ahead and digest. Here on Sean and RJ, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. But you know what else today is? Today is the NHL trade deadline, and we are hearing that the Stars could be working on a monster deal. The very latest on that, then, below the belt on the home of the Cowboys, next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Heats in front, score! Robertson! It went off his stick and found the net. And what a fitting finish. The Stars come back and sweep the homestand. 3-2, they beat the Flames in overtime.
Victory plus with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. This is Sean and RJ with Bobby Belt out sick for another day here on DFW Sports Station. It was another last-second victory. 5 seconds left the other night. Last night at the AAC to complete the amazing homestand. 42 seconds left, and Robo gets the game winner. He scored twice, hence with more assists. Wyatt Johnston scoring his 6th goal in the past 4 games. And now I just worry about this team peaking too early.
8 available points in the homestand. And they got all 8. Wow. That's a really good one. Really, really good homestand.
And they made it even more perfect because I saw videos sent from the Tolos that they were chanting, "Fire Nico."
Ah, wow.
Fire Nico in the AAC last night as they're averaging 5 goals a game during this 6-1-1 stretch.
So they've got tomorrow Edmonton on the road and then Vancouver on the road. And then Winnipeg on the road, and then Colorado on the road. Well, that's a solid road trip. You're going to learn a lot.
And you talk about making the Cowboys and the Mavericks look bad. As the Dallas Stars, I think they tweeted a couple weeks ago, "We're going all in." Well, today is NHL trade deadline day, and there are rumors and whispers of a huge deal in the works.
Mikko Rantanen is... This is
passed around, isn't he?
You said it. Like, he was just traded like 3 weeks ago to Carolina.
He was a member of the Avalanche 6 weeks ago.
It was like mid January.
Went to Carolina.
Yeah, he was traded to Carolina
6 weeks ago.
And I guess because it was late January, right? Mid January, and now it's in mid March. I'm thinking it's February still. So it was not long ago that Carolina traded for him. He does not want to sign. Like they have no. They're trying to sign him an extension. He's basically persona non grata. You know the Billy Bean meme, and it's like Billy. This is Chad Bradford. His only defect is he throws funny. It's out there. It's Billy. This is Mikko Rantanen. He's a 90-plus point scorer every single year. His only defect is he doesn't want to sign with any NHL team. Like, that's the funny part about this. And the Stars are apparently working on an extension with him, and that's with, you know, all part of the trade if they are to get this thing to go through. This would be, like, this guy is a really, really good player. Like, he is a solid, solid player. And if you watch, like, the Star, you know, the Stars have brought up a lot of guys, you know, over the last few years, young stud players, right? Stank Assen, as you call him, Wyatt, you know, Maverick, they've all come out. And you wonder, like, when is that going to dry up, that they have so many good young players? Is that going to dry up? Well, this is a young player. Now, he's not 22, you know, but he's also, like, clearly in the middle of his prime, so.
Yeah, Spittle says one of the top players in hockey. And the Hockey Hawk with the Spits and Suds podcast will drop by at 9:20 this morning.
This would be a massive pickup. This would be a massive pickup, especially if you could sign him long term. I don't know what the money's going to be, but this is big.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with your trade thoughts.
Twitter. Mikko Twitter is not Nico Twitter, but Mikko Twitter is off the charts. It's like his Hurricanes run, and it's a picture of Aaron Rodgers walking out with the American flag in the Jets game, where like he planted the flag and he plays three snaps, and all of a sudden he's hurt. All right, that's his Carolina run.
All right, I have been dying to get to this Matthew Berry, not too cool Matthew Berry that used to work here in Dallas, now in SportsCenter, doesn't text RJ back. Matthew Berry, fantasy guru from NBC. He went to the combine like we did, and he went out and about like Bobby Belt every single night.
Who will?
And he collected like 25 thoughts of rumors he's been hearing. And I kind of want to go down these, and then we'll get more Cowboy-centric and below the belt as Choppy handles that at 8:40 with some of the latest mock drafts. What Matthew Berry heard at the combine, the amount of power that Kelly Stafford has within the Rams organization. Yeah, Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife.
Just because of her podcast?
She was supposedly the one who wanted Matthew to play somewhere else.
Whoa.
And then someone said that she's the one who wanted to stay in L.A. She had four kids, did not want to uproot them, but multiple people I trust told me Kelly Stafford has significant influence around the Rams organization. Number two, Aaron Rodgers is now looking at the New York Giants and the Tennessee Titans. Three options. Go to the Giants, one. Maybe with Devontae. Second, go to the Titans. Three, stay in shape and wait for an injury opening on a winning team with playoff chances. Now, why would the Giants do this? As I suggested the other day, this doesn't stop me if I'm the Giants from drafting my next quarterback.
Right.
I get Rodgers for a year, try to save my rear end if I'm Daboll and Shane. I'm not allowing that if I'm the owner, by the way. I'm like, I don't care about relevance for a year. Maybe he does. Because of how many Giants fans are out and sick of that crap as they re-signed Tommy DeVito yesterday. But he'd be the one-year bridge and try to build back some of the fan base before the rookie quarterback took over. So Giants, Titans, maybe injury opening for Rodgers. What's the Jets' plan? He hears that right now it is Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor and Matthew Berry. This is a future fantasy advice. Is super high on Jalen Milroe. He said, I didn't hear this from anyone, but they should draft Jalen Milroe to sit behind Tyrod Taylor. And he's like, I'm telling you, Jalen Milroe is going to be a fantasy stud, small hands and all, that somehow grew magically over the past month.
They definitely grew. There's no doubt about that. They were 8.75. Now they're over 9.
Which you said they can be stretched
they
out.
They can be stretched out. They can be stretched out. That's a lot. It's a half an inch.
Yeah.
Or full inch?
She said.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the Steelers are going to keep one of their quarterbacks, and it's going to be Justin Fields.
So I talked to my Pittsburgh guy last night.
Oh, wow.
BetMGM podcast. Shout out Chris Mack. And he said that if they don't bring back Fields, it will be Russ. It will be Russ. That they will bring him back.
I went around in the combine and I kept asking people. I think our driver, our Uber driver, was a Steeler fan. I'm like, who is it? Who is screwing up the quarterback decisions? And every single answer, every single time, and I know you got it as well, was Tomlin.
Yeah, he's got, I mean, he has, you know, we talked to a guy in the, who's on the Pittsburgh beat, and he was like, yeah, everybody, Tomlin has more power than anybody, any head coach in the NFL.
More from Matthew Berry at the Combine. Russ may reunite with Pete Carroll in Vegas. He said the Sam Darnold stuff is just odd. Something weird is going on. The Darnold stuff is all over the place. The Vikings want J.J. McCarthy to start next year, so they don't want to try and sign Darnold to an industry-standard starting QB contract, which would be, for him, probably like $40 million a year or up. A Daniel Jones deal.
Yep.
So no one knows what's going on and what you're going to end up doing with Sam Darnold, but he thinks and hears they want J.J. to start.
Look, you drafted him. That was the guy. That was the plan.
And have Daniel Jones as the backup.
Right. Do you stick to the plan? And if that's, you know, it's the same thing the Stars had, you know, when Bonus came in, like, you know, do you let the run to the cup in the bubble affect what your decision was going to be? And, you know, they made their mind up. They were going to, you know, go with J.J. McCarthy, or, you know, they drafted him, obviously, in the first round. Give him a chance to play.
People love Cam Ward, so this is another person. Dane Brugler, Bobby Belt, saying that Shador turned some people off with the Combine interview. Of course, Shador coming out and saying people are trying to smear my name. And the one team that did like Sanders was Cleveland. Everything I heard was Cleveland is going quarterback, and they're good with either guy, whether it's Cam Ward or Shador.
Cleveland, huh?
We're going to have a future talk. It'll be a fun clickbait segment about Shador falling to 12. Because people are starting to pull up the Jerry audio on the field where he's telling Shador, like Will Chambers, you're going number one. You're going one in this draft. So we're going to have a Shador falling to 12 convo.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Green Bay did it. When was Aaron Rodgers' draft? What year?
Well, they did it with Love, too. Favre.
They did.
Rodgers, Love.
Rodgers was drafted in 05. Favre. Let's see, he played all of 05 with the Packers. He played 06 with the Packers. He played 07 with the Packers. They were the one seed. They hosted the Giants in 07. They hosted the Giants, for crying out loud.
Can you imagine dealing with that noise? You couldn't. You couldn't have the Deion Shador Sanders machine noise with Dak starting at the same time.
No. Maybe they were the two seed, but they hosted the NFC Championship game that year with Favre.
You know, we're talking about all these wide receivers. To me, that's what will define this free agent market, wideouts. We haven't talked about Chris Godwin. And Matt Berry says Tampa Bay desperately wants Chris Godwin back. I'm told there's a competitive market for his services. Same thing with Stephon Diggs. It's also why Stephon Diggs may not return to the Titans. They like him and want him back. And they also traded for Christian Kirk yesterday, a seventh rounder. Diggs, over 30, coming off a serious injury, but there's a real market for him out there. My source tells me 50-50 back in the armpit. He didn't say armpit, I did. But there is a market for Diggs. So, throw Stephon Diggs into the mix. The Patriots will do whatever they can to get a real number one for Drake May. They already called Filthy asking about A.J. Brown. But they want and need a one for Drake.
Let me ask you this. Does the recent run of receiver value on the trade market, you know, a fifth for this guy, a seventh for Kirk, Debo going for a fifth and stuff like that, does that change how you would approach them in the draft?
I want to say yes, because it doesn't feel like there's like an absolute stud. This is not the Lamb draft with Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson, you had Lamb, you had Devontae Smith, you had Ruggs.
Look, I'm going to throw it out there.
Jalen Riga.
Yeah. I'm going to put it out there. The Cowboys just go sign two veteran receivers. Not one, but two. Go and get Tyler Lockett.
I'm in.
And then maybe a Cooper Kupp.
Sure.
Or Stephon Diggs. Go sign two of them and then draft big uglies up front.
Like, if you're a win now team and you can trade a fifth or a sixth for if you get Christian Kirk for a seventh, versus, and he's not a like he's not a true number one or anything.
Yeah.
But like you could get a, you know, a decent receiver who's been, you know, in the league and proven he can compete in the league versus versus, you know, drafting somebody in with the 12th pick and using that value. I don't know, man. I mean, it's almost better off just to get, you know, a wide receiver on the cheap as a trade.
San Fran, they're working towards getting a deal done with Brock Purdy. No guarantee because the sides are still fairly far apart. I was told Amari Cooper is done as a number one. He might be done. Days as an elite number one wide receiver. What happened to C.J. Stroud last year? Choppy kind of called that regression. Quote, simple. The offensive line was bad, and then he got the yips. Yips for C.J. Stroud. Mark Andrews may be done in Baltimore, judging by Eric DaCosta, Ravens general manager, and his statements on him. So many of the things. And then the Colts may be holding an open quarterback competition. Matthew Berry thinks they're being too cold and ruthless towards Anthony Richardson.
Man, that they are being ruthless with him. I mean, but he has not performed well when he has had the opportunity to perform. That is cold with Mark Andrews.
I don't know if it's just because of the drop or other things.
It's probably not. I mean, I'm on this DraftKings kind of thing every week.
Well,
with a bunch of people on the DraftKings group chat, but everybody who gets Mark Andrews that week hates Mark Andrews that week.
RJ has your two latest Cowboy mocks, and if we're not drafting Genty, maybe we should go and sign a running back. Choppy takes you below the belt on the official home of the Cowboys next.
The great Bobby Belt.
RJ Choppy here. I'm back, baby.
I watch more football than you do.
Bobby Belt out one more day with the sickness. Sean and RJ got you covered, as we have for 15 years here on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Mark Cuban with his first media interview reacting to the Luka deal, 9 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Below the Belt is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience.
Mock draft season, baby. That's what we are knee-deep in. Knee-deep into mock draft season. The draft is next month. We are in the middle of March. I think this is Turn the Clocks Forward week, by the way.
Yes, I think Sunday.
Sunday, right?
Wait, so is that good or bad? That's bad, right?
Well, it's bad if you for your sleep because you lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah, that's bad.
But it's great because it doesn't get dark at 4:30.
Daylight savings time Sunday. I thought we were there's no executive order on this. An executive order canceling this, keeping it one way.
If we do keep it, because I think Elon put a tweet out about a poll, we would keep daylight savings. We would get rid of standards. We would move the clocks forward and keep them that way.
Okay.
So it will not be dark before 7 p.m. until October. The next time it'll be dark before 7 p.m.
I feel like it hasn't been getting, maybe I just got used to it. I feel like it has not been getting as dark earlier recently.
It slowly gets there.
Yeah, it slowly gets there. So it's obviously the shortest day of the year was December 21st. So it's been slowly getting closer to 7 o'clock. And it's past 7 o'clock now. But anyway, this is a mock draft from ESPN, Jordan Reed. Bobby has talked about him lately. The first pick in the draft is no longer with the Tennessee Titans. He did a projected trade, the Giants moving up. They send their first rounder and second rounder and its third rounder to the Titans to get the quarterback, and the Giants come away with Cam Ward.
Mm. That would be finally a quarterback, and now you have three problems. If Cam Ward's good, you have now three problems if you're the Cowboys.
In the division, yeah, of course, if Cam Ward's good.
Like the last thing to hold on to, because everyone's going to pick the Cowboys to finish third probably in the division this year. Your only saving grace is being better than the Giants.
That's it.
And they just need to find their quarterback.
No doubt. Number two, Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders.
Whew. Okay.
He has the Titans trading back those two spots, the three, and they take Abdul Carter. So Travis Hunter's still on the board, and he goes to New England. So New England gets their one, depending on whether they want to keep him there. They have $130 million of cap space, by the way, most in the league. So That's good for the Pats. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, goes to the Jaguars. So the Cowboys don't have to worry about a defensive lineman from Michigan being on the board there for them. Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. Let's see. The Jets take Shamar Stewart, edge from Texas A&M. Williams, the edge from Georgia, goes to Carolina. The tight end, Tyler Warren out of Penn State to New Orleans.
Beast.
So you get a, yep, you get a big-time 6'5 target, Penn State. We know Kellen Moore loves to use the tight ends. Then we skip to Niners, Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan. So two Michigan players off the board for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And now we get to number 12. You need offensive line. You need
defensive line.
Defensive line. You need some secondary.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Running back.
You need everything. Tet McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona. Cowboys desperately need a running mate for CeeDee Lamb. McMillan is a big-bodied target, 6'4", 219, good catch radius. He can also run well to the catch, third in FBS among receivers, 27 forced missed tackles. He's capable of playing the slot and the outside. He's an ideal wide receiver, too. There's some questions about his long speed, which won't be answered until their pro day, March 18th, since he did not work out at the combine.
It's a sexy pick.
Bobby has mentioned that he is a little scared of guys who are after the catch guys in college because you're just not as good of a tackler. You're not facing, you know, you got 11 guys that could tackle at the NFL level, 11 great athletes. And in college, you can get away with, you know, you can just out-athlete somebody else. So that's something to keep an eye on. But, I mean, 6'4", 219 with a good catch rate, I mean, that's a big-time size. That's a lot of good size for a wide receiver.
Go and add a veteran receiver along with that, just in case. Just in case. I know Dan Graziano is trying to suggest that Jonathan Mingo can be the two. No.
The Eagles take, ooh, this would hurt, James Pierce.
Vols.
Go Vols, baby. And he's the one that had a 4.47 40 at the combine.
Yeah, we were watching at the hotel bar, which no one was in, of course, the day we go. That's the only thing that was missing from the Indy trip. It felt like our timing was just off in many instances. Yeah. We went to the deli. We left. All the Dallas Cowboys came in. We're smoking cigars. We go to the hot spot. Brian Schottenheimer and crew had just left. And we went to the hotel bar, the hot spot, the place everyone is.
Gotta go.
And it was just the three of us. Watching James Pierce run his 40 with no other big dogs in sight.
Nobody else. We just, us and our waiter, who took 7 smoke breaks during the 30-minute lunch.
And forgot the water. They don't believe in water in Indianapolis.
They don't believe in water. They do not believe in water. Pierce had a 19% pressure rate, second best in the FBS. 7.5 sacks for Tennessee this year, and he had the 4.47 40. So that's Jordan Reed's mock draft. Moving along to CBS. This is from Ryan Wilson. With the first pick, Tennessee stays there. They take Cam Ward. Abdul Carter goes 2 to the Browns. Do the Giants take Shador? No. They take Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Kelvin Banks to the Patriots, tackle out of Texas. Mason Graham out of Michigan to Jacksonville. The Raiders at 6, they get Shador Sanders. The Jets at 7, they get Tet McMillan. Moving down, Will Campbell, the tackle out of LSU, he goes to the Bears. And the Cowboys take an offensive tackle, Armand Membu out of Missouri.
Okay. I hope
I'm pronouncing that name correctly. So that would be, going down the list, Kelvin Banks would be the first tackle off the board, Will Campbell the second, and then Armand would be the third. Now, there's one issue with him, and that is that he's 6'3".
Too small?
Yeah. The write-up is he's just 6'3", but I do not care. In fact, I asked A&M pass rusher Nick Scouten about one of his toughest matchups, and he brought up Armand. I asked him if he could tell he was 6'3". He said he couldn't, and that's the point. He was one of the most reliable right tackles in college football in 2024. He does not have ideal size based on his tape alone. He's a guy you could put at right tackle until he proves he can't handle it at the next level. Worst case is you have a perennial Pro Bowl guard for the next decade. I mean, that's a replacement for Zach.
I'll take it.
You know, I don't care. You know, like, it doesn't matter to me if he's like, oh, he's right tackle. If he's a great player, put him on the offensive line and worry about the other position when you get there.
Agreed.
You know, the whole Phil Costa short arms thing. If Phil Costa was a great player, Phil Costa would have been a great player. You know, did it have anything to do with the arms? I mean, you could argue maybe some of it did. But surely there's been guys who are 6'3" that played really solid football.
Below the Belt on the home of the Cowboys, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience. So
now, real quick, interesting, they would have taken him, but they leave Tyler Booker on the board. And Tyler Booker is, you know, they call him a plug-and-play starter on day one. They have him as the number one interior offensive lineman in the draft. So if their plan is to take Armand and move him to guard, why would you not just take Booker? That's...
You want the tackle first.
You want the tackle first at 6'3". I'd have to go look at the number. I mean, broadly, I'll tell you. You want 6'7", 6'6"? What do you want for your tackles? Like, what's the height number?
Right.
You know, is it more important, the height or the arm length? What's more important? If you're 6'3", but you have the arm length of somebody who's 6'9", does it matter that you're 6'3"? I don't know the answer. That's smarter people than me can figure this one out. So there's your mock drafts.
All right, so obviously after Bobby and John Machota at the Combine and in these mock drafts, people are starting to move away a little bit from running back. So what about some free agent backs?
All right, so the best free agent backs on the board this offseason, Aaron Jones, 30 years old. Him and the Vikings seem to have mutual interest in a return. But if not him, you know, he does help a lot. A lot of the AFC West might be in on him. Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs.
Cowboys. Killer. Aaron Jones.
Oh, the Cowboys might be in on him too. J.K. Dobbins. He's 26. He had a healthy they got a healthy rebound season. He was on the brink of winning comeback player of the year. But they seem lukewarm on a return in Greg Roman's offense, looking for an upgrade. Broncos, Steelers could be in on him.
13 games, 905 yards for Dobbins last year, 9 touchdowns.
Wow. And here you go. This ought to tell you where the league has Rico.
But the 2 years before that, 9 games played combined.
Combined. Is Najee Harris's third? I'm not in, man.
No. I'm not a fan. I end up with him on my fantasy team every year. There's no burst. There's no explosion. There's no elusiveness. Seems like a good dude.
Yes. He seems like a great dude.
Yeah. 4 yards a carry. He's going to play 17 games every single year. He's durable.
Yes.
He's dependable. And he has rushed for 1,000 yards every single year of his career, just barely over 1,000.
But it's always like 1,036.
Yep. 1,034, 1,035, 1,043.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, next. He's fourth. He's 29. He's being considered for a return on a deal more with the diminishing returns based on age, wear and tear, another injury.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, they do say he could be part of a committee in Dallas, which employs former Cleveland offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey.
He was at 3.3 a carry last year. I tried to stash him away in fantasy too and keep him. He never went over 59 yards on the season. I don't know the injury. You're better at the timeline and when he's supposed to be back from that. As we're talking about that with Kyrie Irving and everybody else. Nick Chubb obviously was a beast.
Yeah, he was. Obviously, like, you know, he put a broken foot. Is that what it was?
I mean, I'd rather have Rico than Nick Chubb, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he had the knee injury in 23, then he had a broken foot. So that's third trip to the injured reserve list since 2020. So he's starting to break down a little bit. And then finally, they have Rico as the fifth best running back on the market. Again, 26 years old. There's a chance he stays here as a backup role outside of the Cowboys. Maybe the Broncos and the Chargers would be his best fits. So if you have Rico as the fifth best running back on the market, you know, what kind of money is he going to get? Like, is he going to get $4 to $8 million?
Running back market came back last year. If it's cheap enough, I'm down to re-sign him. Below the Belt on the home of the Cowboys, final hour of the show. Mark Cuban's first sit-down interview since the Luka deal. Would he have made the trade? Does he regret selling? And what does he think about all the Mav fan anger? Mark Cuban speaks next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.